It's Brian.
Hello, good afternoon, sir. Oh, good evening. I'm sorry. My name is Joe, calling on behalf of National Opinion Survey. Mr. Brian Holland?
Yes.
Mr. Holland, I'm not selling anything at all whatsoever. I'm just conducting a survey. Could you be so kind and share your opinion with us about issues facing your community and the nation? I'll be as brief as possible, Mr. Holland. Okay? Now, just the first question, sir. I know that we're still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and the offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or is there a 50-50 chance?
Definitely.
Okay. Now, to make sure that we are speaking to an adult, what is your age?
50.
50? Thank you. And the next question is, just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? White, African-American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American, mixed race,
whether?
White. Okay, moving forward. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may choose any number between 0 and 10.
10.
10. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, sir, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Oh, wow. Okay, and which of the following issues are most important to you in next year's congressional elections? I'm going to read the list. Please pick two. Lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, inflation and the economy, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, protecting our democracy and freedoms, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, crime and violence, immigration and border security, healthcare costs, gun regulation and reform, improving K-12 public school education, climate change and environmental issues, and criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable.
Well, let's go with inflation and border security.
Inflation and border security. Moving forward, so I can get you back to your evening. I do want to thank you for taking your time. And generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse, sir?
Getting worse.
Wow. And not thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
And how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Me personally, not at all.
Not at all? And how often would you say you experience discrimination based on your sexual identity or preference in your everyday life? Would you say very often, often, not often, or not at all?
From a job perspective, probably mid of the road.
Often, not often? Which one of those?
Not often.
Okay, thank you. Would you say you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country?
Fewer rights.
Somewhat fewer?
Fewer.
Okay. And now, Mr. Holland, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable. 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm nor cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. If you have never heard or if you have no opinion of some organization or person, please say so. The NAACP.
Sorry, what was your rating?
Okay. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold, and 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them.
Oh, 50.
50. What about Joe Biden?
0.
0. What about the Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights?
I don't know anything about them.
Okay. So you've never heard of them, okay? What about Taylor Swift?
50.
50. What about Kamala Harris?
0.
0. What about Donald Trump?
0.
What about Ron DeSantis?
He's I'd probably go 75 to 100.
Okay. What about the Democratic Party?
If you're speaking towards Joe Biden, zero. If you're talking about like
the party itself, the party itself.
Oh, the party itself right now?
Yes.
Zero.
Zero. Okay, moving forward, so I can get you back to your evening. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Cornel West, would you vote for Donald Trump, Joe Biden, or Cornel West?
You could probably the lesser of two evils. I'd probably have to go with Trump.
Trump, okay. Now, how worried are you about the rise of white nationalism in America today? Very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
Somewhat worried.
Somewhat worried. And now, sir, Mr. Hanna, I'd like you to read, I'm going to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me if you agree or disagree with this statement. America is on the path to another civil war.
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
Strongly agree.
Gay marriage should be a legally protected right in this country.
Strongly agree.
Your heritage, traditions, and cultural identity is under attack in America.
Mine personally or everybody's?
Yours. Yours.
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat, sir?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. What about the government should do more to lessen racial inequality in society?
Strongly agree.
And racism against black people is a big problem in today's society.
Somewhat agree.
American democracy is under major threat now.
Strongly agree.
Moving forward, in general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of black and minority students on college campuses and in employment?
Somewhat agree.
So you somewhat support this?
Yeah, in some instances, yeah.
Okay. Now, Mr. Holland, I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about our country. Please tell me which you agree with more. Statement A reads the following way. Some people say America's strength is rooted in the traditional values of its founders and its people. Woke culture is going too far. It pushes books into our schools that indoctrinate rather than educate. It lectures us on mistakes of our past rather than uniting with us for solutions today. Diversity should not be a consideration for a job or admission to college. Our government should treat us as individuals and allow us the freedom to make our own choices. Now, statement B reads the following way. Other people say America's strength is its diversity, that we are a nation defined by the different people who have come together and put truth to the ideal that we the people can accomplish anything together, but we cannot continue America's greatness by diminishing or casting out groups of Americans based on our differences. Instead, we need to strengthen our commitment to equal rights, equal access, and equal opportunity to all our citizens so that they might all contribute to the strength of America. Which of the two statements do you agree with more, sir? A or B?
A.
And much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Okay. And now we're at 85% finished. I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are important for our democracy to survive. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you think it is extremely important, 5 means you think it is somewhat important, and 0 means you do not think it is important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Quality through K through 12 education.
I think it's poor. What is that? Three,
okay. What about a strong military?
Five.
Five?
Yeah.
Secure borders.
One.
traditional family values?
Three.
Okay, what about religious freedom?
That's pretty much gone. I'd say probably three.
Three. Okay, what about a fair and equitable court system?
That's seven.
What about free and fair elections?
I'd say it's hovering around a five.
Five? What about affordable health care?
That's a two.
Two. Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to read you some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with this statement, 5 means you somewhat agree, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. We're at 90% finish already. America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last 2 years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. Our rights and freedoms are under attack. So our votes matter today more than ever. If we don't fight back now, we risk losing everything we have gained. From 0 being you do not agree at all, 5 somewhat agree, and 10 you strongly agree.
10.
And over the last few years, a stacked and extremely conservative majority on the United States Supreme Court has rolled back fundamental civil and human rights. Just a few weeks ago, the court majority struck down affirmative action in higher education, rejected student debt relief, and opened the door to businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ people. The Supreme Court impacts all aspects of our lives, and we need a Supreme Court that works for all of us, not just the wealthy and powerful.
One.
And now that sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential election in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you are extremely motivated, 0 not at all motivated.
10.
And the last question, sir, are just for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Junior in college.
College, okay. And are you married, unmarried, with a partner, single, separate, divorced, widow?
Married.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat liberal.
And how often do you attend church or religious services, twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Never.
Never. How would you describe the area where you live in, urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay. Sir, Mr. Holland, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing your opinion.